This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Parshas Chayisara begins by speaking about the purchase of the Me'aras HaMachpelah. The Gemara in Ervin on Daf Nun Gimel brings the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel regarding the Me'aras HaMachpelah. One opinion is it was Bayis Ve'aliyah, a house and an upstairs, two floors, Machpelah. The second opinion is there were two ulamais, two chambers, one within the other. And the Gemara says, if it was a house and an upstairs, we understand why it's called Machpelah, but if it was two chambers, one within the other, why is it called Machpelah? And the Gemara answers, well, it's because they were double couples in Adam and Chava, Avram and Sarah, Yitzhak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah. And that's why it's called Machpelah, because of the Kfula Bezugais. Comes the Marsha, and the Marsha asks, what's the Machlekes over here? What prompted, what motivated these Amoram to argue regarding this subject? And furthermore, the Gemara implies that the simple reading of Machpelah is a house and an attic. And the other opinion has to be Madchik, that it's called Machpelah because it was doubled bezugais. So why do we need a second opinion? Why do we even need to say there was a palace or a chamber within a chamber? So say one opinion is a house and an attic, and the other opinion is that it was kefula bezugais. But why the need to say it was one chamber within the other chamber? So the Marsha says that they weren't just saying their take on the matter. Rav and Shmuel were both reporting the tradition, the Kabbalah they had from their respective rabbeim. Ask the Chida, well, if that's the case, one of them had a faulty Kabbalah, a faulty tradition, which is not correct, chas v'shalom. Furthermore, Avraham Avinu wants to buy the Machpelah from the Bnei Ches. He calls it Machpelah, and the Bnei Ches certainly didn't call it Machpelah al shem ha'asid, because the Zugais would have been buried there. They definitely called it Machpelah because of the Bayis v'Aliyah. So then there we have it. That's why it's called Machpelah. So the Chida in the Sefer Pesach Einayim says a wondrous pshat. He says, Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. There was a chamber within a chamber. And the chamber within the chamber was below the ground. So there was an ulam, and as the ulam continued, the ground descended into another chamber. So it was simultaneously bayis va'aliyah and ulam b'toich ulam. And the reason why the Bnei Ches called it Machpelah is either because either is bayis va'aliyah or because of it's a chamber within a chamber. However, the reason why the tradition of the Torah is to call it Machpelah, that's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. In other words, there definitely was a bayis va'aliyah, an upper chamber and a lower chamber. There definitely was a chamber within a chamber. The question is, what is the ikkar reason why today the Torah calls it Machpelah? We know why the Bnei Ches called it Machpelah, but why does the Torah call it Machpelah? The tradition of both Rav and Shmuel are Elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim. There was ulam b'toich ulam, there was bayis va'aliyah. The question is, what's the predominant factor for why the Torah calls it Me'aras HaMachpelah? Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.